You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we hope to start our day, with a sense of market movements and trying to make sense of them. I'm joined on the line by Prime Expertise Gerabile Nonyana to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Ntate, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I would have thought we'd start off the month on a positive note. I would have thought, given how we closed out the month of May, that there was a bit more optimism going into June. Equity markets locally completely disagreed. The oil price completely disagreed. What did you make of today's moves?
The other age old saying of silent bear and go away, I think, was true today. And we started off on quite a positive note. I think when you're looking at Asia Pacific, the Nikkei reached all time highs, and we closed on Friday with all the three major indices in the US closing at all time highs. And in early morning trade here at the JSE, when you look at the three major equity benchmarks coming out of the US, they were in positive territory. Albeit, we were seeing quite a subdued oil price and also really flat commodities. I think the market is just still struggling with this tug of war. And why I'm saying it's a tug of war is that I almost look at it as a balance sheet, where one side, it seems like it's the assets, which is the US AI trade, which is booming global markets. On the other side, it's all other risk assets all clumped together as liabilities, and they are falling. And currently, when I look at the political will to get a deal done, I'm seeing none in my foresight.
That's concerning, Gia, because we know that we've been given a rhetoric around the will to get a deal done. But I suppose the longer markets remain volatile, the longer investors and those that have the inside edge, so to speak, can continue to profit off of the situation.
Yes, I think what the market has chosen to do specifically with this AI trade is almost look at the earnings results. Because today I was looking at the SOX index, which tracks the earnings of S&P 500 companies. And the SOX index has gone up in a linear, almost one-to-one regression with the S&P 500, meaning that the rise in the fact that the market is very strong in the US right now is on the back of very great earnings. And I think that's what the market is looking at these balance sheets of the Mag 7, which are fortress-like, and what Warren Buffett calls a fortress-like balance sheet. On top of that, you're seeing compounded annual growth rates at high levels, even though valuations are quite high. It's been backed by earnings. And I think the market is really trying to readjust to the new political reality that we're sitting in. Because if we go back since 2022, I mean, we've had a couple of geopolitical issues that the market has overly reacted to when it happened, and then kind of got back to normal and say, you know what, we can look through this because earnings are going to back up any risk assets.
Yeah, when we look at the commodity side of things, the gold price shedding some ground as well, not really behaving as the safe haven we thought it would be, but understandably so, with risk in the market, as you said, it seems as though the market kind of drawing a line in the sand, and maybe gold now sits more on the central bank side of the conversations and less on the tradable side of things. How are you reading the precious metals at the moment?
I mean, the two key pillars in terms of central bank buying as well as de-dollarization, I think, of in terms of forward-looking fundamentals, are still going to heavily impact gold. But right now, I just think it's this relative value with the US dollar. So when you look on days where there's a lot of dollar strength, the gold price goes a bit weaker. But I think a key technical level was breached once we got below 4,500, which I think that's where the hard line in the sand, as you said, was there. And I think there's been some bearish sentiment entering that price, because it's been trading range bound between the 4,437 towards the 4,490. And I think it is that level where essentially there's also still a tug of war between the bulls and the bears. But it's really held up well when you compare it to the drawdown in other asset classes, and with higher yielding bonds and US treasuries, and as well as Japanese bonds also reaching all-time highs on the longer end of the curve. So it's really held its own, in my opinion.
Yeah, speaking of things that have held their own, the South African rand against all the major currencies was still below 19 against the euro, was still below 22 against the British pound, and still below 16.40 against the US dollar. I saw lows as low as 16.20, 16.25-ish towards the tail end of last month. Do you think the rand still has some strength left within it? It has been rather resilient up to this point.
It's been rather resilient, but in its true characteristic, it's really a high beta currency. So it depends on where risk really lies, and it will fetch that risk and sell off in times of higher risk. Because, I mean, if you just look at the past few hours of trade, you saw it going back above the 19 against the euro, back above the 16.40s against the US dollar. And that's just on the back of the fact that there's been the brinkmanship has totally collapsed. The conversations between the US and Iran. And Iran came out saying that they're permanently going to block the Strait of Hormuz due to the political trickery of the White House in Israel. So it's really just going to depend on what the news is, and it's going to be very headline driven. Even though when you look at the relative rate of change of the rand, it remains quite resilient, even though there's a lot of systemic risk currently in the markets.
Yeah, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on South African government bonds seemingly doing their part with the elevated interest rates, or with the recent interest rate announcement. I want to get your thoughts on how that could potentially impact the market.
I think that they've really held up well. I mean, I was doing a comparison of the US 10-year treasuries versus the US versus the South African 10-year bond, and you've seen really from a year ago, you've seen that our bonds have relatively strengthened when our inflation outlook look rather benign, and the changes in the target of the SARB and how the SARB has been managing monetary policy. But I also think there's still a lot of value in terms of when you look at the term premium and taking on the longer end of the yield curve in order to get yield. So I think they're still relatively very fairly priced, and I think over time we'll be able to get some value out of those.
Still value in South African government bonds, the rand still holding firm, and the start of June promising nothing but more volatility. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Prime XBT's Gerabile Nonyana for joining us to take a look at markets and share his thoughts on what might move them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.